USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Senator Marco Rubio says the U.S. needs to put as much focus on the message China sent with their apparent surveillance balloon as it does for the potential data collected.
What are we going to do the next time this happens? Are we going to allow it to fly through here again? We need to know moving forward what our policy is going to be with regards to this.
Rubio on CNN's State of the Union. U.S. Navy divers are helping to recover debris from the downed Chinese balloon in waters off the coast of South Carolina. Officials expect the search to be relatively easy since the wreckage came down in about 6 miles off the coast in less than 50 feet of water. Top lawmakers from parties on both sides are expected to be briefed on the suspected spy balloon as early as Tuesday, CNN reported. New Hampshire Governor Republican Chris Sununu is seriously contemplating a run for president.
At the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of Republicans that get in that race. They're all really good people. They're really good candidates.
Sununu on ABC's This Week. A school food vendor is coming under fire for a racially insensitive menu served during Black History Month.
On the first day of Black History Month, when students at Nyack Middle School in New York sat down to lunch, they were served chicken and waffles with a choice of watermelon for dessert. After students and parents pointed out the racial stereotypes associated with the food, the school and its food vendor, Aramark, apologized. But it's not the first time Aramark's had to say sorry. In 2011, they served chicken and waffles on Martin Luther King Day at the University of California, Irvine. And in 2018, its Black History Month menu at New York University included barbecue ribs, cornbread, collard greens, Kool-Aid, and watermelon-flavored water. NYU dropped Aramark as a vendor. I'm John Schaefer.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is replacing his defense minister as the war with Russia nears the one-year point. It's Zelensky's latest move to purge the Ukrainian government of corruption amid the ongoing violence. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn says he doesn't expect a recession in the first half of 2023.
Recession is off the table for Q1 and Q2 this year.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the current IBM vice chairman said the U.S. is in pretty good shape, and there's evidence that record high inflation is starting to ease. He pointed to the addition of over 500,000 jobs in January. With the Super Bowl just a week away, bets are pouring in to the sports books.
The early week line remains very tight. The Eagles favored by just a point and a half. One book here in Vegas did move it to 2 points. The over-under, also known as the total, 50.5 points. As for the money, BetMGM reports its first $1 million wager came in over the weekend. Philadelphia on the money line to win regardless of the spread. That million would return $800,000 if the Eagles raise the Lombardi Trophy. Caesars wrote a ticket for $220,000 on the under and $150,000 bet on the Chiefs plus the point and a half. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Kyrie Irving is on the move again. The NBA star is being traded from the Brooklyn Nets to the Dallas Mavericks. According to ESPN, the Mavs are sending Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, an unprotected 2029 first-round pick and second-round picks in 2027 and 29 to Brooklyn. Viola Davis is an EGOT winner. She got a Grammy on Sunday for the audiobook of her memoir, Finding Me. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.